If you're a baby boomer, here are a couple of statistics that should concern you. By 2030, 1 in 5 Americans will be 65 and over. Yet a Harvard study says the nation has a serious shortage in accessible housing, the type that helps seniors age in place. One geriatrician has a possible solution: building tiny homes. Side Effects Public Media, Samantha Horton reports.
The first beam goes up for a one-bedroom house. It's 640 square feet, about the size of a 3-car garage. This type of tiny house is the idea of geriatrician Dr. Bill Thomas. He once worked in nursing homes, but realized there was something else he could do to help the elderly and disabled live independently. He calls it the Minka House, after a Japanese word for modest rural homes.
Minka offers people a chance to maintain independence and autonomy longer.
The Harvard report finds only 1% of U.S. housing has the key design elements for accessibility. Those include zero-step entries, single-floor homes, wide halls and doorways, and lever-style faucets. Important in a country where the number of seniors who have limited movement or another disability is expected to increase dramatically. The compact house is comparable in size and cost to other tiny homes, with the smallest size starting at $75,000. But Thomas says it's anything but the same as the competition.
We looked at tiny houses, and man, some of them are so cute. But they're not really good for older people, because they tend to require a lot of, like, climbing up the bookshelf to get to the loft.
About a year ago, Thomas built the first of his Minka houses in upstate New York for his daughter. She has a rare neurological disorder that leaves her unable to speak or communicate with her hands. After tweaking the design, Thomas and his team opened a factory last summer to craft parts for the homes. The first one from the factory went up in Evansville, Indiana recently. It's on the University of Southern Indiana campus as part of a multi-aging community project. Officials from other communities have come to Evansville to see Thomas's creation. Jeff Finice of the Loveland, Colorado Housing Authority says the tiny homes could help address the housing shortage in northern Colorado.
Right now, we have a lot of support from our local jurisdiction, city council, and the planning department, and they've even changed their code to allow for this.
In fact, Thomas says hundreds of Minka homes have already been ordered, leaving him to consider opening a second factory. Joanne Arts is 66 and is packing up her office after retiring as a librarian at USI. She had hip replacement surgery in the spring and says the Minka House might allow her to stay connected with multiple generations in a community.
I think that in a microcosm, my years of experience and a little bit of wisdom, whatever I've accrued, could be useful to people of a different generation than I am, where in turn they can teach me things.
On the day of the ribbon cutting, Arts explores the one-bedroom home. There are things she likes about the house, including the wide doorways and a bathroom which features a shower without a high step. That would be better for her with her back issues.
I only need a shower. I don't really need a tub because I can no longer get in and out of a tub.
But she's not sold on it being for her, and says maybe if it were bigger, with a second bedroom, she would be interested.
Yes, I should be downsizing, but I'm not ready to downsize that much yet, and I wouldn't want to have to wait until I was to be able to move into a Minka.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Samantha Horton.